Okay, this is Parak Beis and Hilchos Chagiga. Continuing the halachas of the Korban Chagiga. Remember, there are three mitzvot. There's the Re'iyah, the Korban Re'iyah, the Korban Chagiga, and then the Korban Simcha. So now the first Rambam is going to talk about people who are not obligated. Halacha. So women and servants are exempt from the Korban Re'iyah. Okay, so all men are obligated in the Korban Re'iyah, except for someone who is, let's say, what do you call it, a mute, as you mean, a deaf and a mute, and someone who's mentally incompetent, a minor, someone who's blind, someone who has, like, they can't walk well, someone who's tameh, and someone who's uncircumcised. So too, you have people, let's say, who are old and sick. Let's say they're very weak, or let's say people who are anug is like, let's say they're super wealthy and they would never travel by foot. All 11 of these are pater from bringing the korban re'iyah. All the rest are chayavim b'riyah. So now the Rambam's going to get into more detail. So let's say someone who's deaf, even if he can speak. Right, afilu charesh ba'ozno achas, if he's only deaf in one ear, pater min riyah, he's still pater from the korban riyah. V'chein asuma bein achas, even if you're blind in one eye, you're pater. Ochige raglo achas pater, or let's say you can't walk on one foot. Ha'ilam api shoshamea pater, someone who's mute, even if he can hear, is pater. Tumtum adroganos pterin, someone whose sexual identity is unidentified, or someone who has evidence of both, is pater mnei shehen safek isha, because we're not sure if they're a woman or not. Misha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben choren, someone who's half servant, half free, pater mibnei tzad av shabo. He's pater from korban re'iyah because he's still half servant, so to speak. Now, how do you know that all these people are pater, are exempt from the korban re'iyah? Har yomer yireh kol zechuracha lehotzis anashim. So zechuracha excludes all women. Mitzvah saseh she'in anashim chayav spa in havadim chayavim ba. So anytime there's a positive commandment that women are not chayavim, servants are not chayavim as well. So too, har yomer remember vo kol yisrael lehotzis avadim. It says all the Jews kol, which would exclude servants. When all the Jews come to see, just like they're coming to appear before God, so too they're coming to see basically his presence in the house of the Beis Hamikdash. To exclude someone who is blind, who can't see. I feel in this most, even if on one of his eyes, because he doesn't have complete seeing. That excludes someone who can't hear completely. For those who will learn, to exclude those who can't speak. Shekol mitzuba lomo mitzuba lamig. Anyone who's chayav to learn is chayav to teach. And if you can't speak, you can't teach. It's when you go up, someone who can walk. To exclude, all these cases listed above. And finally, the Rambam says that when it comes to someone who's Tameh, we know already from Bias Mikdash they can't bring the Korban, as well as someone who's uncircumcised is considered, so to speak, disgusting, like someone who's Tameh. So you had a job where someone's responsibility was to collect dog feces to use it to for the purpose of hides of cows or for medicinal purposes. Also, too, you have people who worked in certain mines to mine copper. So even though basically they're all filthy because of the work they do, so they still have to become tahor, umabushin, and they wear clothing, but olin bichlal yisrael eros, and he would still go up to the base of mikdash. Even though, because of the nature of their job, they're like in a filthy condition, that doesn't preclude them from the obligation to go up to the base of mikdash for korban re'iyah. So any minor, anyone under the age of 13 who's able to hold his father's hands and go up to Yerushalayim to Har Bayis, aviv chayev lahaloso, so his father's chayev to bring him, laharosbo, and to have him be seen in the presence of God, kedi lechanchel mitzos, to teach him mitzos, shnemar yera kol zechurcha. Mimeya katan chigar sumo cheresh. So let's say the minor has, let's say he's blind, for instance, afil ba'achas, even if it's, let's say, blind in one eye, eno chayev lechanchel, he's not chayev to teach him this, apishu roi lerefua, even if he could be cured, because if he were an adult, the Hayakach, and he was, let's say, unable to see out of one eye, Pater Kamosha Biarnim. So he'd be Pater because, as the Rambam has explained previously. Once you're Chayiv in the Korban Re'iyah, you're also Chayiv in the Korban Chagiga. As well, so if you're exempt from one, you're exempt from the other. But regardless of all these, you're still chayiv in the korban simcha, the third korban. Except for someone who's deaf, who's mentally incompetent, a minor, uncircumcised tamei. So the chereshot v'katan, they're patur from all mitzvahs. So this should be no exception. So the uncircumcised and the tamei cannot partake of kachin. So not roy to go up to the temple. Let's say someone's limp or blind on Sunday and turns out they get cured on Monday. So if the first day when they were blind is the first day of Sukkot, for instance, they're pater from the Korban Riyah and the Chagiga because at the time they were chayv, they're pater. Because all the days after the first day of the Chag are all making up for the first day. But you have to be chayv in the first day for that to happen. Let's say it became tamei in the night of the first day of Sukkot, for example. Afi shatar l'machar pater. Even if you become Torah the next day, you're still pater. Let's say it became tamei on the first day. So let's say you became tamei after Sukkot started. So let's say for 1 hour you were tahor and then you became tamei. Then you're chayv to bring the Re'iyah and the Chagiga during Chol HaMoed to make up for what you weren't able to bring on the first day. Halacha above, 1 second. Misha ba lazar b'soch mi'achad. So anyone who comes to the Beis HaMikdash during the days of the Chag, let's say the Sukkos, eno chai b'havi ola b'yada b'chol eshi kanes. So they just had to bring a, what do you call it, a korban every single time he goes into the makom. So it's only one time, and for instance, be the first day of the Chag, or if he has to make it up that one time. Maybe b'chol eshi yavi mekalimeno, but let's say he did bring in an ola every time he walked in. We accept it. Makrivin osal l'shem olas riyah, and he would still be makrivit and bring it as a korban in l'shem of the korban riyah. Sharia in lashir, because the korban riyah has no fixed amount. So while technically you could bring multiple korban riyahs, you don't need to. One time is enough. Allah chazayin hifresh eser behemos achigaso. Let's say someone said 10 animals aside for his korban chagiga. Vikar v'hem miksasan v'rishon upasak. Let's say he only brought 5 of them, let's say, on the first day of the Chag and stopped. Shuvei nechozer makir v'shar. He does not go back and bring the rest. Sharei shiar osam. Because basically he left them over. Vim lo pasak. But let's say he didn't stop. Ela dachlu ayom. Let's say the day was the issue, meaning he ran out of time. Lo yachol hakir v'ayom. And he couldn't bring all them today. Then makir v'shar l'machar. He brings the remaining animals that he set aside as korban chagiga the following day. L'ches olas r'iyah. The ola that's brought for korban riyah ain't about elimin achulin gishar kabanosh adam chay behen. It comes from the regular animals that any person who's chayv to bring from. Aval shami chagiga, but when it comes to the what do you call it, the shlamim that's brought for the korban chagiga, baosimas mimaos ma'aser sheni han ravosimas cholin. You can even bring it from, let's say, money that has a status of ma'aser sheni that got mixed up with regular money. Lokeach min taravos behem al makribul shami chagiga. You could buy an animal from that. V'ushi eshir achila bishanam min achulin. As long as the minimum amount that one can eat comes from the chulin, because the shamei chagiga's requirement, the chol shehu chova ino ba'el min chulin, and anything that is obligatory must always come from that which is non hektish. A person can fulfill his obligation of korban chagiga using ma'aser behema. But you don't bring on yom tov gzeira shema yaser b'yom tov, because we don't want someone to perform ma'aser on yom tov itself. Halacha Yod, Yotzi Nishal Yechobah Shamei Simcha, moving on to this one, you can fulfill your obligation of the third korban, the Shamei Simcha, B'nadar Medavos, the Ma'aser Behema. You can even use korbanos that you set aside as a vow. B'Kohanim B'chatas V'Asham V'Chor V'Chazei V'Shok. And so too the Kohanim can do it with, let's say, the portions they get from the Korban Chatas, for example. Shemitzah Zuhi L'Smoach B'Achilas Baslof Ne'Hashem, because the mitzvah of the Shamei Simcha is actually to celebrate, to be happy eating meat. And B'Hari Achlu, and they're doing that. But you can't fulfill your obligation with birds or with minchas. Because this isn't meat that makes you happy. And we saw in Pesachim previously by Korban Pesach that the Korban Chagiga on Pesach night is only Rishus. That's why a person will not fulfill his Chi of Chagiga in such an instance, rather his Chi of Simcha by the Korban Pesach. Halach Yud Aleph, Mishahayo lo Shalmei Neder or Nedava. Let's say someone had a shlomim that he made a vow to bring, the shachta merav yotam, and he shechted it on the night of Yom Tov. Afi she'achlam Yom Tov, even though he's eating on Yom Tov, in yotzev adei chobas chagiga. Why? She'in abah elamina chulin, right? Because it didn't come from chulin. Ela aval yotzev adei chobas simcha. But you still will be fulfilling your obligation to Shamei Simcha with this Korban Nedava. Even if you shechted the korban prior to the chag starting, if you eat it on the regal, you fill your obligation, because you don't have to actually slaughter the shlamim of simcha at the time you're actually celebrating. A person should not bring a korban todah on the 14th of Nisan, because the chametz comes with it, because you don't bring kachim to a place that could be, they're going to become pasul. If you did, you still fulfill your chiyav korban simcha. Finally, lach yadalad. If a person says, let's say someone says, I'm going to make a netta to bring this korban toda to fulfill my chiyav of what do you call it, as well, my korban chagiga. You must bring the korban toda. You don't fulfill your chagiga obligation, because again, chagiga only comes from chulin animals, of chulin money. Now, when a person sacrifices both the shlame for chagiga and the shlame for simcha, loya ochelhu vanavishta bovad, the yidmesh yasem mitzvah gemurah. So it should not be that he and his children and his wife all eat by themselves, and this is how they think they're performing the mitzvah, ideally. Elachai v'sameach aniyim v'hamlolim. So rather, he must make those who are poor and are in a bad state happy. Shenemar v'halavi v'ager v'salamana. Machil akol, mashkin fiyosho. You feed everyone and have everyone drink based on how much money you have. Let's say someone did eat the korban and did not celebrate in such a way. All of them are, it said about him, zivchahem kelechem onim, lahem kol ochla vitamlo kilachvam nafsha. Mitzvah b'levi yosem inakol, and it's a mitzvah to give to the Levi above all others. Because the Levi has no land. Ve'lo matnos b'basar, and he has no portions of this korban. That's why you have to invite Levim to join you in this festivity. To be happy with them. Or you give, with the mice you give to them, you give some extra meat. So all the needs are taken care of. Anyone who abandons them to be in their happiness during the regalim, over bulosazes, over an isser shenemar, yishamer l'cha pentazobas halevi. That ends Parak Gimel, and we'll finish up Hilchos Chagiga tomorrow with Parak Gimel.